Welcome to Shir 24, and we will say this Shir Lezecher Nishmas Ilan Naftali Ben Noach Yosef. And here we will conclude our discussions regarding mizonos. So we will now return to an earlier topic that we make a mizonos on a cooked item or on pasa baba kisnin, but not on grain itself. If one eats fresh raw grain or cooked whole grains, the bracha is ha'adama, since they are not chashuv enough to warrant a mizonos. If the grains are not whole, so for example, they're broken into two or more pieces and are then cooked, then the bracha is mizonos, and Chazal call this maisa kidera. Similarly, if whole grains were cooked to the point where they degrade, so we make a mizonos on them. However, if they only degrade partially, then it's questionable if the bracha is hadama or mizonos. If the grains are shelled, and through the cooking process they begin to stick together, then the bracha is mizonos. However, if the shells are removed, but they're not sticking together, the poskim are not sure what the bracha should be, and due to this, to get out of the suffix, you should try to only eat this type of food within a bread meal. If when the shells are removed, part of the grain is removed with it, and even though they're not sticking together and they did not begin to degrade, then there is a suffix as to what the bracha is, and one who makes a mizonos on this type of grain has a basis to do so. In today's day and age, we don't eat fresh raw grain, and we don't have whole grains in their shells, but rather today we have the following categories. So, number one, barley that has its shell removed, and part of the grain is also removed with it, so we call this pearled barley. So if it's cooked, so even if they're not sticking together, if you make a mizonos on this, you have who to rely on. Number two, we have various types of cereals such as oatmeal, farina, wheatina, and these things are made from wheat or oats that are divided into many pieces. So we recite a mizonos on these. If it's made with a very thin consistency, then the halacha might be different. Number three, if you have grains that are puffed, so let's say puffed wheat, there are those that say that you could recite either a ha'adama or a mizonos, but there's no alamichya, and therefore it is best to recite a ha'adama on this type of food. There are those that say that wheat germ is ha'adama, whether it's if it's plain or if it has honey on it, but if it's cooked, then it is a mizonos. And the last category, number five, so cereals that are made from bran without other grains, so these are shahakal. Cookies that are made from bran or oat bran are shahakal, but you need to make sure that there's no flour added, because apparently there's usually flour added to give it either flavor or consistency. In all of these situations where we said that you recite a hadama, the poskim write that it's best to refrain from eating a kezias unless you're doing so within a meal, and the reason for this has to do with an argument as to the proper bracha acharona. So one side says that you should need to make a birchas mein shalosh. However, no such bracha exists. In other words, there's no bracha of al ho'adama v'al pri ho'adama. It doesn't exist. And therefore, you should have these items within a meal. However, if you ate a kezias worth, so the other side says you're okay, so then of course you would have to make a berei nefashos. Until now we have discussed the five grains. However, there is another category that we need to discuss, and that is rice. And Chazal instituted that we recite a mizonos on rice, since it's considered to be mazon, a staple of the meal. However, rice gets a berei nefashos, as we only recite an al hamichya on the five grains due to their chashivas, due to their importance. There's some question regarding our rice. Is this the same orez that Chazal spoke about? And therefore, there are those that say that you should either eat it in a meal or recite a shahakal on our rice. However, the later authorities all agree that we make a mizonos on rice, and this is the universal custom. As we explained earlier, we make a hadama on whole grain, and the same applies to rice. And it doesn't matter if it's cooked or if it's not cooked. There's a distinction, though, between grain and rice in that whole rice is cooked, as opposed to whole grain, which is not eaten cooked. So due to this, there are some that say that if the shell is removed from the rice, even though the pieces don't melt together and they're not sticking to each other, you would automatically recite a mizonos. If the grains are sticking to each other, or if some of the grain was removed with its shell, or if it was cooked to the extent that the grains become soft, even though you did not remove the shell, in all these situations, the rice is mizonos. We have two types of rice. One is whole rice, which is what we call brown rice. You do not recite a mizonos on brown rice unless it's broken down through the cooking process. And if not, then brown rice is hadama, and this is what Rabbi Force says in his book. The second type of rice is white rice, and here the shell has been removed. And if it's cooked to the point where the grain begins to stick one to another, then the bracha is mizonos. And not only that, but even if the grains do not stick to each other, you could still recite a mizonos on white rice. And as far as I know, this is what everyone does. White rice is mizonos. Even though we explained that rice has the same halachos as the five grains regarding the bracha of mizonos, so nevertheless, if you made rice bread, so this is not real bread, and therefore it is not hamotzi, and you do not bench on it. Another distinction between rice and the chamishas haminim and the five grains is that, as we explained, the five grains almost always have precedence in terms of making a bracha on any item with many ingredients, as long as the grain is adding flavor or it is filling. But rice, on the other hand, is like any other ingredient. We would make a bracha on the ingredient, which is the roaf. So in other words, the mizonos in this case is not automatically the ikar. So this concludes Shir 24 and our entire discussion of the bracha of mizonos. And next time we will begin to discuss the brachos on fruits.